What is this dawn that brings them dead to the sun's white kiss, the hands that move and touch both the heart and the calling that shivers through the wilds between thighs, eyes, the trembling and war and hunger for each one to the other, mysteries within ghost of themselves and their longing twisting like a gorgeous ivy trailing its mortal coils to immortality, the childish lust and ageless passion, the unkept sinews of torture and pain and unbeguiling passion intense against mirrors that won't hold the form and shape because formless and shapeless, and the years pass in a place where there is only time and yet the body. Oh, the bodies that are delicate as the dying flowers that in a cold vase wither and petal by petal fall, the hand that touched but barely the face that needs and wants and is too old, older than the mountains and archaic strange acid, than youth puckish and uncouth yet infinite refinement too caught in baited breath, baited life, baited death, the terrid creature, the supreme man, the supreme woman, the dance of death that is no dance at all, but belated, inexpressible, a haunted oppression of dreams, a moment of inexplicable hesitation and vulnerability, almost a nightmare, almost a prayer, and she is going to die in this. She whose hand touches herself in a mysterious eros that is death and the stream of joy within the touching grasp of herself and his agonies through the window and the delirious sunlight that mounts its way towards a summit, neither will ever see. Neither will ever see.